Hello, and welcome back to the How to Feel Horror Podcast, where we review horror movies and horror movie franchises. This is Jigsaw. I know you're probably wondering where Mark, Maria, and Talon are, but today it's your game to listen to this episode.
Welcome back to the How Do You Feel Horrors Podcast, where we review horror movies and horror movie franchises. I'm Mark.
I'm Tawan.
I'm Maria.
And today we are ranking the Saw franchise because we have come to the end. We have watched all 10 movies and we have reviewed them and talked about them. Now it's time for us to rank them, starting from our worst at number 10 to our best at number 1. Maria, why don't you kick us off? What do you have in your number 10 spot for Saw?
For number 10, I have Saw 3D. I don't know, I didn't like the beginning trap when it was so, like, public. I didn't like the whole Hoffman, the whole thing he was doing, the whole FBI thing when he was, like, just killing people left and right. The traps were good, I'll admit that. But, like, I don't know. There's just something about it I didn't really like. I think the only thing I really liked about the movie was Dr. Gordon coming up, like, all the way at the end. But, like, what pisses me off is that they never brought him back. Like, why? What was the point? That was the best thing about this movie. And then they just never brought him back. This movie is all the way at the end.
Tawan, what about you? What's in your number 10 spot?
My number 10 spot goes to Jigsaw. I really did not like Jigsaw. And it really just has, like, no... It serves no function being a part of the series. And I know the same could probably be said for Spiral, but, you know, that felt like, you know, its own thing set in the same universe type of situation. Whereas this Jigsaw was trying to, you know, make up new, like a new kind of, not continuity, but trying to add something into the continuity that we didn't need, which was another apprentice of Kramer's who we never saw in any prior films. And I'm just kind of glad that I don't think it'll ever be acknowledged, in which if it doesn't in any like further movies, I'm okay with that because I thought the movie was pretty boring. It took place before the first Saw movie in certain parts, but it still looked like it was like a modern like setting, which didn't make much sense considering, you know, the technology that we saw in the earlier Saw movies versus Jigsaw. And I thought that the new apprentice was very boring, and he didn't really give me any like energy of his character. Like, you know, with Hoffman, Amanda, and like Gordon, like they gave even Gordon, like in the last one, like, we only saw him one movie, but like they gave me like an energy like they could be an apprentice, whereas this guy was just like I wasn't feeling it. So yeah, Jigsaw is my number 10.
And for me, Jigsaw is also my number 10 because for it to be John Kramer's like one of his first traps, one of his test traps, it was way too intricate, and it didn't fit from what the game we were seeing didn't fit in the time frame. Also, there was fucking flat screen TVs in like 2002 or like one or some shit. Like, no way. It just, continuity wise, it didn't make sense. And it just goes back to, I don't want to jump ahead, but like when I watch Jigsaw, it makes me think to Saw X, because why the hell didn't this fucking coroner guy, this person with medical experience, why wasn't he checking like these medical results that John discovered, like this medical cure? And it's just like that apprentice doesn't mean anything in the overall like Saw universe. That whole movie is irrelevant. And I think my number nine, I feel is more relevant, is Spiral. And Spiral was at 9 instead of 10 because even though it's not like a main, like, Saw movie, it's good as its own thing. Like, you can enjoy that movie without, you don't need John Kramer. You don't need The Apprentices. It's something that stands on its own. And I think it's good. I think Spiral is really good. It's not a Saw movie. There's no Jaw. There's no Billy. But it's good for what it is and for what it's trying to be. But what about you, Maria? What's your number 9?
My number 9 is Saw 5. I think it was like the first group game. No, the second group game we saw. I just, honestly, I don't remember much from that movie. I just remember it was super boring. I think all I remember about that movie was Joe Tuck and like Strom and Hoffman, but like the overall game just, you know, didn't matter, which was kind of like, you know, what was the point of all of that if like the overall story was just going to be about the cops. I did like the first kill with Seth when he was on that pendulum table. It was very interesting to see that because it was like a, you know, part of a Edgar Allan Poe story. But other than that, though, I don't know. This movie just really didn't give much to me, at least. I remember watching it and I was just so bored. I think it was just the beginning and the end that I really liked because, you know, the end is where you kind of find out really that, you know, Hoffman was like, or Strom finds out that Hoffman was, you know, his apprentice. And then he does that, like, thing where he gets in the box and then Strom dies and all that stuff. And so, but that's about it. Like, it's really just the beginning scene and the end scene. If anything in the middle, it just kind of, I don't know, it was stupid. So that's number 9.
Tawan, what's in your number 9 spot?
In my number 9 slot, it's also Saw 5, so I agree with Maria there, especially with a lot of reasons that she brought up. Mainly that it just felt very disconnected, especially the game itself. It didn't really have much to do with the plot or anything. It was kind of just, it felt like, you know, they put the whole cop plot together that was stringing along the actual story, and then came back and were like, oh shit, like, where are the traps? So they filled it in. It felt like filler content in a movie, which is crazy. So it didn't really do much for me. And so besides like the story with like Strom and Hoffman and Strom kind of like trying to chase down Hoffman in the movie, there wasn't really much else to do. And the game was not even interesting. You know, it's usually fun when you have like a game with the group. But I mean, this group was kind of boring. And yeah, I just don't think that it kind of held up over time.
Well, Maria, what's in your number 8 spot?
Number 8, I have Spiral. I mean, I did like the movie. I liked that it was kind of different, but I don't know. There's just something about it that didn't really live up to the other movies, I guess. I mean, it is a good standalone. And I liked how the storyline was very consistent, you know, towards, like, killing all the cops. But, like, as part of, like, the Saw franchise, I feel like it still lacked a bit, you know what I mean? And that's why it's in my number 8.
For me, number 8 would be Saw 4. I just feel like that movie wasn't memorable for me. Like, even trying to think about why I picked it for 8, I don't remember what I don't like about it. I just felt like Saw 3 was so, for me, Saw 3 was really strong. It had a great game and a great plot. And I just can't remember anything about Saw 4. I remember 5. I hated 5. But I don't remember anything about 4. I just know I don't like it. And that's bad. So what about you, Tuan? What's in your number 8 spot?
My number 8 spot goes to Saw the Final Chapter, Saw 7, Saw 3D, however you want to call it. For it to be like the closer of, you know, the series up until that point, and, you know, it was going to be the end of a chapter, as it mentioned in the title, I just didn't feel it was that strong of a closure. The whole thing with like Jill and Hoffman wasn't that interesting to me. And then Hoffman turning into like an assassin or like some John Wick type dude, like going in the police station, like shooting up everybody, headshots, slicing necks and stuff. Like it just came out of nowhere. And I think the thing for me overall that I didn't like the movie was just the way that it looked. It looked cheap to me. And I don't understand why they went for that look in the movie. Now, I do think it has something to do with the 3D, but I mean, we've seen other, well, it was still pretty early on for 3D in that state, but we've seen other 3D movies and, you know, they look way better in what they can do. And like the blood looked really like cartoony and goofy, and it just didn't really come across as like a Saw movie in that sense of it. The Gordon reveal was cool, but it would have been nicer, you know, if we had crumbs of that over time, which I understand didn't happen because of, like, you know, legal issues with the actor. So that's understandable, but, you know, just to, like, bring it back at the end, it felt kind of, you know, pretty late at that point in time. And I think the only thing that I say I probably liked the most out of Saw 7 was the game and like the story of it, like someone pretending that they were previously in a Saw trap, and from there going on to a point where, you know, they're getting like a career and stuff off of it. So that was pretty cool. And then like him getting actually put into a game. Now I do disagree with his wife getting killed, but everything up to that point was like pretty good, and I wish that story could have been told in a better movie.
And for me, coming in at number 7, I have Saw 7, mostly for the same reasons that both Tuan and Maria have stated. It just seems like it's a lackluster ending for what was like a big buildup. And I feel like we had been sprinkled so much with Jill, and for her to just like die off like that, like towards the mid, it just felt like anticlimactic, and it just didn't live up to what I was expecting from the finale of that original stretch of movies. It had so much going for it. It had so much potential. And I agree with Tuan, like having a fake Jigsaw survivor now in the trap, it was so much that could have been there, and they just didn't execute it right. So it goes in at number 7 for me. But what about you, Maria? What's your number 7?
My number 7 was Saw 4. Hold on. Let me see this list. It was, yeah, I had it here. I saw 4. Yeah, that one just didn't really stand out to me, I guess. Well, okay, no, it did. I did like the traps here. I guess I just didn't like the whole thing that was happening with, like, Riggs, and, like, the reason he was being tested was just because he was working a lot. And then on top of that, you have the game between Hoffman and, who was it? It was Hoffman and Matthews, right? That was this one?
Yes.
And And to be honest, that kind of okay, that whole thing pissed me off because it was like he kept talking about, oh, Riggs, you have to be patient, blah blah blah. And then like, how was he supposed to know not to go into that room? You know? Like, where on earth was he supposed to know? I don't know, that made no sense to me. And I don't know, this game just, I don't know, there's a lot about the game that I just didn't like. So but I did really like the traps though. Like the one with like the that predator, that rapist. That was pretty good. Where he like gouges out his eyes. The one with like the fucking okay, the one with the abuser and then the abused victim was kind of like, what the fuck, you know? Like, it's not her fault that this man is treating her like that. But I mean, but the trap in general, though, I thought was really good. So yeah.
Tawan, what's your number seven?
My number seven pick is also Saw 4. I just don't like it. It's not the worst. Like, you know, it's in number seven, but it's not the worst, especially after the others that I picked prior. But it's also one of the ones that's not as memorable. I will say, you know, we got the introduction of Hoffman here and, you know, how he kind of played a part into the story itself and finding out, you know, he was an apprentice of Jigsaw and, you know, Kramer. But I think where I kind of fell off with this movie is kind of same with Maria in that Riggs' game, like, made no sense. He was a cop who was doing his job and wasn't like a bad cop either. Like, he was actually trying to do his job like as a good person, but Kramer decided that he shouldn't try to save everybody. It just really didn't make much sense to me. I will say it's not ranked like lower on my list because I did like some of the traps here, like the one where the girl got like scalped. That was crazy. And also like the ice block trap with Matthews at the end, like that was also a pretty good one. And like Maria mentioned, like how was he not supposed to know to like go through that room? Yeah, like people on the other side are yelling at you to not open the door, but like you don't know what's going on. Like you're in a whole Jigsaw trap. You're in, like he's in like a dilapidated warehouse, and he just went through all this stuff, and he's not gonna go through the door. So, yeah, I don't. Yeah, I just don't think it really like stood like test of time really. And yeah, that's my number seven for right now.
So, Maria, what's your number six?
My number six is Jigsaw, I guess. I mean, yeah, I'll admit it definitely has its faults. I think, look, it's just one of my personal favorites, but I can't keep defending it. I liked the traps. I liked the games. I liked how I feel like the traps were definitely like winnable, you know? I do admit it does, like the acting was a little off. Definitely could have done without the super kinky, you know, mortician girl or whatever she was. And look, Logan is just my favorite. I'm sorry. I wish they brought him back. They didn't. I don't know, but I thought he was great as Jigsaw. I thought he was a great apprentice. It did come out of nowhere though that he was another apprentice, and then yeah, they never brought him back, which, you know, I guess. But like overall, this is just like a personal like I like this movie, and I think it's because it was one of the first Saw movies I ever saw, and I think seeing it, not really comparing it to the other movies, definitely puts it really high up on my list. But then watching the other movies and then hearing you guys talk about it, I'm like, you know what? I see why it's so low. But in my heart, it'll be like number two. But on this list, on this technical list where I can't sit here and defend it, it's number six.
Oh wow, and I'm gonna say that my number six is Saw One. Saw One, I think, is a great kicking off point. It establishes the game and Jigsaw's like pathos. Like you get a lot from that first movie, but I feel like I'm not gonna lie, it's kind of boring at parts. It's just the two of them in the bathroom. You have that one weird guy. There's a bunch of like scattered flashbacks. Like it doesn't really make sense. Like even rewatching it for this review, like for this retrospective, there were parts that annoyed me about that first Saw movie that the rest of the Saw movies did, and I was just like, okay, it's a Saw movie. This is what they do. So I don't know. I feel like it started something, and I don't know. Everything else, most of what came after it is better. But what about you, Tuan? What's your number six?
My number six goes to Spiral. So I personally did like Spiral when I saw it, and I think it was one of the ones that as Mark mentioned, because I kept switching the movies that I said I liked for this series. But I would say this is one that I remember liking, and then after watching it again for this, I still liked. I just thought this was a good single entry in the series. Like even if it doesn't like get a continuation or anything for this specific like storyline that they were going for, I'm okay with that. But I kind of like where they went, and the story felt focused, and because it wasn't really jumping off from anything that we had previously, it felt like a little bit more focused on a singular like plot throughout of it all. And also the traps here were really good in this movie, especially being it wasn't one that was done by, the original team and stuff. The traps were really good and were fairly brutal as well. Like the one that still gets not like gets me, because I would not be able to do it, is the finger trap where the guy's getting his fingers like stretched off. Like that one was crazy to me. But while I wouldn't rate it higher though, because I do feel like the little comedic elements that Chris Rock tried throwing in there were not really hidden all the way. And I don't know, I just felt like this wasn't really the role for him. Like, yes, he came up with like this story and everything and had an idea for it to be what it was, but he just didn't really fit. And also Samuel Jackson kind of felt out of place here as well, and he wasn't really in the movie that long either. And we, as we mentioned in our review, the director really wasn't standing on his ground with him either. So it was kind of one of those like situations where legacy actor was kind of just doing what he wanted for a role. So yeah, for me, my number six goes to Spiral. Not bad, but not the best either. It's kind of just in the
All right, we're cracking open our top five. And at number five, I have Saw 5 because I don't know. I enjoyed Saw 5. I love like the like Strom investigating and his suspicions of Hoffman. And as we're seeing Strom investigate, we learn more about Hoffman's backstory. I love that they brought back Donnie Wahlberg and Danny Glover, to like to wrap up those storylines, and we got to see, Amanda that last time. I feel like Five was doing its best to wrap up all that crap from the first three movies, from the first four movies. And I feel like it did a great job. And I wasn't expecting Strom to die in this one. I thought we would have at least like one more movie with Strom. So when he gets crushed to death at the end, fucking blew my mind. So, five is number five for me. But what about you, Tuan? What do you have in your fifth spot?
My number five slot goes to Saw 3. I think for me, Saw 3 was, it was a very good, like, entry in the series. You know, we had that whole, like, I think the part I liked the most out of all that was the little storyline with, like, Lynn, Amanda, and John, and seeing, like, you know, Amanda, like, breaking down over, like, John, like, possibly dying, and also getting, like, jealous of the time that Lynn was kind of, like, spending with him, even though she was only trying to help. Now, we didn't have the knowledge that we do at, like, further along that Hoffman gave her, like, that note in the, like, in the movie. But, you know, we were kind of guessing, like, what's going on with Amanda. Like, we just thought, you know, it was her, like, and her love for, like, John and what he, like, meant to her. But not, you know, everything else that was going on in the background. Outside of that, though, the game in Saw 3 was not one of my favorites with Jeff. He was pissing me off that entire movie. Now, even though he was pissing me off, the traps in the movie were still very good. The rack, I think it's what it's called. That one still lives in my mind because whoever was doing like prosthetics and all that stuff, the sound design, great. They did great with that. But this is also the last time that we see Kramer in a Saw movie. So that's also kind of why it's up there. And I would just think, you know, they should have went a different route and maybe shouldn't have killed him off so early. But you can't change the past.
Marie, what about you? What's in your fifth spot?
In my fifth spot, I have Saw 6. I forgot what Saw 6 was about. Oh, okay. So in my fifth spot, I have Saw 6. I really, really, really liked the traps in this one. I liked the whole thing going on, I think, with Will. Was that the main guy's name? I don't know. I feel like, there were some innocent people in this game. And this guy literally lost every single, you know, he was definitely losing, just taking a bunch of L's. And then on top of that, you know, you know, it's just not great, right? But I feel like, I don't know, I thought it was good. I really liked the games here. I really liked that roulette, that gunshot roulette thing going on. I liked what was going on in the background with Jill and Hoffman. I thought it was also really interesting. Like, the twist at the end when you realize that Pamela was, like, his sister. And, you know, and then, you know, Tara and Brent, the widow and the son of Harold, they're, like, they have to decide whether to, like, to kill him or not. And that kill was also really brutal. Like, the way they did that, and they, like, I think injected him with all those needles, like, that's crazy. And then, like, right, and, like, that whole ending scene, too, with Jill and Hoffman, when you know, they bring back that, like, reverse bear trap. And this, and I feel like this is where we really see, like, the craziness of Hoffman, where he, like, you know, cuts his cheek just to get the trap off, and he did it. He lived. Like, that man really wanted to live, and I don't know. I thought it was great. So it's definitely a movie that kept my attention throughout the whole thing. But it's not, I guess, like, I could have done without the innocent people dying. But I mean, I did really like the twists here and the turn, like the twists and turns, the plot twist. I thought it was great, but again, like, I feel like it was such an elaborate game, but it involved so many people that I feel like Hoffman didn't have to involve, you know? But otherwise, like, I mean, other than that, though, I liked all the other things.
But Tuan, let's throw it to you. What do you have in your fourth spot?
My fourth spot goes to the original Saw. It was our, you know, jumping off point for everything that we have up to now. Even after rewatch, I do agree with, like, Mark that it, you know, gets a little slow at some points. But I think just the mystery of it all and, like, you know, especially seeing it for the first time, like the mystery of it all and everything, trying to figure out what was happening and the twist at the end that, you know, Kramer was in that room the whole time and was alive. Like that whole thing was, it was just one of those moments. Like when you watch it for the first time, it just hits you like immediately. So I think it still like holds up, especially for people who haven't seen any of the movies. I do think it isn't the most rewatchable movie, but as a kicking off point for the series, I think it deserves its like spot right there.
And for my fourth spot, I have Saw 6. I liked the game in Saw 6, and I feel like us being like faked and teased that was that guy's family was, I don't know, I liked that element. Yeah, I was kind of bummed that, like, innocent people died, but I enjoyed the game. I thought it was, like, really, really good. And I loved the little cat and mouse between Jill and Hoffman. That's why what happens in Saw 7 just feels so anticlimactic, because I feel like Saw 6 was, like, building up to something good, and we just didn't get that. But going over to Maria, what do you have in your fourth spot?
In my fourth spot, I have I have Saw 2. I mean I liked the game as it was our first group game, and I really liked that it was our first group game. I liked how everything kind of tied back to Eric Matthews and all that stuff he was doing. I liked how Amanda was, like, in the game. And, okay, first watch, you're, like, I think it's always been, like a plot twist, like, oh, like, you know, Amanda was part of it the whole time. But I feel like once you know that and you're, like, watching it again, you're, like you can see the flaws where she kind of tries a little too hard, or she just, you know, she kind of makes it a point that she knows a little too much, and it just kind of ruins it, you know? Like I would have been suspicious right off the bat, like, you know? Like I get it's not your first game, but you also don't really know how these things are going to go, so for her to be so confident in it, I don't know. I would have definitely been side-eyeing her a little bit. But I mean, I liked that, you know, the son didn't die at the end. I liked how, you know, yeah, he wasn't punished for his dad's, for all that shit that his dad was doing. And then, I mean, that whole thing where he was, like, telling Eric, like, or Detective Matthews, he, you know, like you just have to wait till the clock stops, you know, like supposedly giving him riddles and like giving him the answer or whatever the hell he wants to call that. But it was like, again, I guess it comes back to, like, I think Saw 4 with like Riggs, and it's like, how are we supposed to know that? I guess like the whole thing from like Saw 4 with like Riggs, and it's like, how is he supposed to know to wait? Like, he was supposed to wait, and his son was going to be in the room, and that everything had already played out. Like, there was no way. And I think the way that John had, like, worded things, like, you would think that all he had to do was wait, but he really didn't. The way he worded it made it seem like his son was in danger right now. And that's really stupid, and I feel like it was a very unfair game. Because as a parent, I mean, I can see why Eric was so rushed. Like, you know, his son was in danger, and his son was in a room full of people that he had, you know, done shit to. So, I mean, and if they find out that his son was in there, I mean, it was not going to end well for him. But I also liked the movie because I thought the traps were also really good. They were all very, like, they were all very gory. Like, the random trap where that girl had to put, like, her hands into that box and then, like, she, like, cuts herself trying to get out. And then...
skill issue.
Yeah, well, yeah. Well, she was dying. But, and then the trap with, like, all the needles. It felt very, like, escape room-ish, but I liked it. I liked that it wasn't, like, oh, you have to go from this room to this room, and this, you know, it was just, like, how, I guess, the other group games have been played. This is more of just, like, yeah, we're in a house, and there's traps everywhere, and we all have to survive somehow. But, yeah. That's why it's my number four.
All good reasons, all good reasons. But tell us what your number three is.
So my number three goes to Saw X. So this new one that had just came out. I liked that we learned more about John. I liked that we learned more about Amanda's relationship with John. And kind of why she was acting so crazy. I liked that, like, the games were just as gory, you know? I liked that fucking Cecilia was evil as hell. And, like she deserved to be in that fucking trap, you know? Valentina and Isabella, maybes, you know? But Cecilia, like, that girl was fucking crazy. And I loved that. You know, I loved that for a second. You were like, you know, John's supposed to be this super smart guy and it doesn't seem like it's gonna go his way. And I liked that. I liked that, you know, like, she was just nuts. But I guess I didn't like the ending where she survived, and I wonder if they're gonna come back with something for that. But as for now, I mean, she definitely didn't deserve it. She straight up just fucking killed that guy. Like, felt no remorse. She was like, I'm gonna fucking live. Like, that woman has definitely killed people before. Like, the way she cut up Valentina to get her intestines to use as a rope. Like, nothing. Like, literally, she was just, it was another fucking, like, Tuesday for her. Which it probably was. Like, I'm pretty sure that girl's been kidnapped more than once. But, so I really liked Saw 10. I liked the games. I liked the plot. There wasn't too much going on.
Well, for me, in my number three spot, I have Saw 3. I love the reveal at the end that it's a husband and wife who've been playing this game separately, but together. That was a good twist for me. I love that we got more time with Amanda and John together. I love, it was great, for me, it was a great introduction to Hoffman, and to, was that also when Strom first appeared, or am I getting that mixed up?
Yeah, I don't think Strom was in 3.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I think, well, it was a great introduction to Hoffman, and we got a little glimpse of Detective Matthews, and I feel like, I don't know, I feel like Saw 2 started something, and then Saw 3, for me, successfully continued it and kept growing the universe. So, Saw 3 is at my number 3 spot. What about you, Tawan? What's in your 3rd spot?
My number 3 spot goes to Saw 6. So, Saw 6 for me was a really good, entry. Especially after Saw 5, which left me very about the series at that point, because before that we had Saw 4, which I really didn't care for either. But when it came back to Saw 6, it felt like a return to form of sorts, which had me excited afterwards for Saw 7, but we saw that came out. So it's like nestled right between like two like kind of mediocre entries in the series for me. So I think that it came across really good. The game itself that was played was very good as well. I like that you know, it was kind of timely, because at that time, you know, it was people, this, you know, they were kind of like voting on like Obamacare and all that stuff. So it's actually kind of timely with what was happening in real life and insurance and all that stuff. So it was just interesting. And also one of those games where I felt a person kind of deserved to be in the position. Like, not saying that he had to maybe be in a jigsaw trap, but he deserved like some type of comeuppance for, you know, as Jigsaw said, just choosing who lived or died because of an algorithm that he came up with that was only meant to save him and his company money. So that was, you know, good to see. The traps in that movie were really good. You know, we got the shotgun carousel trap. That was always a pretty good one for me. And then, as, like, you know, you and Maria both mentioned, the reveal at the end of it where, you know, it turned out that his sister was in the trap, and the family that we thought was his family was a family of someone who died because his insurance company didn't give them coverage for their surgeries or treatments, and they had to choose if he lived or died or not. And the son made that choice, and that was like a very graphic trap. So overall, I think that one was pretty good. And we also got, you know, a lot of movement going on with the like Hoffman storyline as well, but not as egregious as it got in Saw 7.
Well, what's in your second spot?
So, it might be recency bias, but Saw X is currently in my second spot right now. I just think that movie is a really good entry in the series. How I mentioned Saw 6 was a return to form, Saw X is definitely a return to form after, you know, after we got Jigsaw and Spiral. It slots perfectly in between the two movies that they said it was in between, Saw 1 and Saw 2. And it didn't feel out of place. It felt like, you know, it was on the correct timeline of everything that was happening. And it was just a more personal story of Kramer. Like, we never got a Saw movie where the main focus, like, was Kramer. We were seeing the story, like, through his eyes. Like, Kramer was always there in a lot of the movies, either, like, through flashbacks or as kind of more of a side character. But everybody who knows Saw knows Jigsaw. They know Kramer. So them giving us that in this movie, it felt really good to see. And they also, like, made us feel bad for him. It's, like, through what happened and, like, why he even went through with the game that he went through. And they made, like, Cecilia seem even worse than him, even though, you know, he's literally capturing people and putting them in fucking torture traps. So I like the way that they put it together. It opens the door for them to maybe do more things like this, but it also closes it in a way that if we never get anything else, this is a good, like, contained story, and someone could just watch this one, not have any, like, memory, not, like, memory or know about any other movies, and they wouldn't have any issue, like, picking up the story. And it closes it out on, like, a good chapter, and I think that was good. And another thing was just the time that we got with John and Amanda. Because while we did get moments of them, like Saw 3, for instance, we never really saw them in this type of context, like, for, like, a whole, like, entire movie where, you know, she's helping him, like, the entire time. And we, like, see what she does for him. We see, like, their kind of relationship with each other. And I think that was just really good how they kind of portrayed it all. So, yeah, my number two goes to Saw X. Like I said, it might be recency bias because I just seen it and it's new. But I think it really holds up pretty good for the franchise.
Well, we're in the same boat then, because my number two is also Saw X. Mostly because, well, for all the reasons that the three of us really said in our review, is that we got to see more of John, and we never really saw a movie where John was a part of the actual story. He just wasn't on the sidelines, giving speeches and giving limericks and shit. He was actually in the mix. He was actively a part of the whole trap. And seeing his story and seeing, like, we all knew it wasn't going to work, but it still kind of made me feel sympathetic for him when it didn't. And to throw that kid in the mix, and, like, I did not know where they were going to take that. So, like, yeah, I feel like, and we got more time with Amanda, who I love. She's fucking crazy. We got to see, like, a soft side of Amanda in this movie, because she felt some kind of connection with that one game player. It just felt, I don't know, this movie felt different, but it also felt the same. It felt, I don't know, it felt different, but it felt the same, and it was great. That's why I took my number two spot. But Maria, what's taking your second spot?
So my number two spot is Saw 3. I liked the game here. I liked the twist, I guess, is what I should start with. I liked the twist that Jeff and Lynn, you know, were a husband and wife. And that they were playing, you know, their games. Because, you know, at first you think that it's that one dude, but then, like, turns out that actually, no, it was not. That she was literally just cheating on her husband. But they were literally having, like, this weird moment that you don't really, like, I guess, make sense of. I liked that we get to watch Amanda go a little, like, you know, become very unhinged with whatever the hell was going on between Lynn and John. Like, because for some reason, she was just really jealous. I mean, later on, you do find out, you know, a bunch of other things. But I don't know, I just liked the fact that you can just see her kind of start losing it. And then you also see it, like, in her traps. Like, it was very obvious, you know, that she was not letting people live for some reason. And the traps here were also just very, like, awful. Well, not awful. They were brutal. These traps were brutal. Like, for the bystander to get frozen to death, and then, like, the judge, I don't remember what happened to him. And then like with Timothy. Oh no! Well, the judge was saved. I remember that he was saved. And then for like the driver who actually killed him, like that trap was fucking nuts. Like his limbs were being slowly like twisted and they were being snapped and then he ends up accidentally killing basically everyone in that moment, and then you kind of learn that, you know, him and Lynn were together, and then that whole sequence where, like, you know, Amanda shoots Lynn and then Jeff shoots Amanda and everybody just kind of dies. And then everything just kind of goes downhill after that. You know what I mean? Like, there's just thing after thing after thing, twist after twist. And then, I don't know. So I really liked this movie. It also kept my attention. I feel like you definitely could not tell what the hell was going to happen next. And I loved that. So this made my number two spot.
Well, we have come to our number one spot. And for me, my number one is Saw 2. I love a group game, and it's because of this movie that I love a group game. Getting to see Amanda was a huge, like, plus for me because I don't know, I like when movies, like, introduce you to a character in one movie, but they only have, like, one or two scenes, they're barely on screen, but then in the next movie, they're, like, an integral part of it, so, like, that's, like, a big, like, happy surprise for me, and seeing the group game, and seeing John, like, being active, because like in that first movie he was unconscious pretty much the entire time. So now we're finally like seeing John, hearing him, hearing how he thinks and how his mind works. And also with that first movie, it felt so isated and closed out and like enclosed in. This one was like, now we're meeting the police force. Now we're in two different sides of a city. We know we're in a fucking city. So it's, I don't know, I feel like this movie introduced so much and introduced things that would still be like relevant like four or five movies later. So this is like a big one for me. But what about you, Maria? What's in your number one spot?
So my number one spot is Saw 1. It's a classic. Like, I love this movie. I do, like, agree with you guys. It does get slow at times. But I don't know. It's the movie that started everything. The music in the movie is just so, like, iconic. The room itself is so iconic. They kept coming back to it again and again. Dr. Gordon sawing off his foot was fucking iconic. Like, him fucking losing it was iconic. I remember first watching it and seeing John, like, get up. I was so shocked. But it's such a good sequence because, like, they don't try so hard to be like, oh, there's a body in the room, you guys. Like, they, you know, once it starts, it's like the game fucking starts. And you kind of forget there's a body in the room until John starts to get up. And you're like, oh, shit, like, there's somebody in here. That's fucking John. And for some reason, he decided to have a front row seat. But I don't know. I thought it was this movie. I think it's so good. It's like for the beginning of a franchise, it still definitely like holds up. It does really well, I think, on its own too. It's definitely something I didn't mind rewatching it for our like reviews and stuff, because it's still so good. I don't know. I think it's such a good movie. It was so interesting to see how everything was so connected. And so this is my number one.
Awesome. What about you, Tawan? What's your number one?
My number one Saw movie is Saw 2. I think Saw 2 is a very good sequel. You know, we sometimes don't get like good like secondary movies like after we get like, you know, good story going in the first one, but Saw 2 really like gave us the kind of outline for the rest of the movies as we kind of went along with them. And it set up, you know, Amanda, well, you know, the first movie set up Amanda, but you know, we got her a little bit more in this one. And also, as Mark mentioned, it set up like the idea of a group game, and it was just, it was just really good, and it's always a fun rewatch, this one. Yes, as Maria did mention earlier, like, rewatches for this one are interesting once you know, like, Amanda was kind of in on it the whole time. But besides that, the everything else, like, that went along here was really good. Like, just the idea of it, and then the plot twist that we get at the end that the game wasn't actually ongoing at the time that we were seeing it. It already happened, and when the police came to the house, like, everything was already, like, everything already had happened, and Jigsaw was just replaying everything back, and his little game that he was playing with Matthews, like, telling him he needed patience and all this stuff. It was just a good watch. I think it really holds up. It's like a perfect sequel to the first one. It doesn't go, like, too far up. It gives us like just enough to where, you know, we're interested, but also raises the bar past like the first movie. So yeah, I think I would give it to Saw 2 as my number one Saw pick.
There we have it. We have ranked all 10 Saw movies. But before we close out, I have a question. Who is your favorite apprentice?
Huh. I will have to say Hoffman. Like, okay, like, I want to say Dr. Gordon, but we only got him for, like, 20 minutes. And I also want to say Logan, just because I think he's hot. Oh, but my God. Realistically, it's Hoffman. Because that man is fucking crazy. He is psychotic. I do agree with Tawan, though. The whole, like, the whole James Bond thing was kind of out of left field. It felt kind of weird. But, like, he was just fucking crazy. He was doing all these things, did not fucking care. He got himself out of that fucking trap. Like, I definitely think he's more unhinged than Amanda. Like, Amanda was emotional, but Amanda had feelings. Hoffman does not have any feelings. He does not fucking care about anything. He just was dead on set on justice. No matter how he was going to get it. And I thought that, I don't know, I think that's fucking crazy. So, yeah, I think Hoffman is my favorite.
What about you, Tawan? Who's your favorite apprentice?
I feel like Amanda might be my favorite just because she was so, like, believable and not believable. She was so down for what Kramer was kind of, like, trying to dish out as far as, like, his form of justice and, like, helping people kind of, like, regain a new life path. Like, she believed into that so much that, you know, it kind of overtook her. And I think that's another reason why I'm grateful for Saw X, because we saw how loyal she was to him and, you know, making it seem like this is a way to reform people. And kind of the way in that movie she was, you know, talking to Gabriella and how mad, like, she got when she survived her game, but then Cecilia killed her. Like, she really believed that this was a way to help people get through or, you know, overcome, like, what they've done in the past. Like, she was just so believable in that. And without the context that we eventually got, like, in Saw 3, we saw, like, how far, like, she was willing to go to make sure that John was fine. And it was kind of, like, to her, almost like losing a dad or something. So that was, I'll probably say, like, Amanda is my favorite apprentice.
I feel like we spent the most time with Hoffman, but I feel like we spent so much time with Hoffman and made him so unlikable because I literally hated him. So I'm going to switch it up. I'm going to say who I think, which apprentice I think had the best game. And for me, I think the best game that an apprentice had was Amanda. With Saw 2, I think that was an amazing game. I mean, Logan's game from Jigsaw was just him redoing a game that John did. And I feel like Hoffman's games, he was like just, he was being stupid. Like, none of his games really made sense. And I feel like they were mostly just orchestrated by John. And he was just like doing what he was told. And whenever he deviated from what he was told, it was just fucking stupid and went to shit. So I don't know. I would have to say Amanda. She had the better games for me. And the better movies, but no, that's just my opinion. But thank you guys so much for going on this 10 movie journey with us. You know, it would have been 11. I was kind of thinking about reviewing that that little prequel short film, but you know, I decided against it. So it's been 10 movies. They kind of flew by for me. I don't know about you guys, but it flew by. These were pretty. There are some definitely good Saw movies, and there are some bad Saw movies. I think it's like a 50-50 split for me. But this was a good journey. And thank you guys so much for listening. But before we go, we're not completely done with Saw just yet, because join us next week as we talk about the traps. We're going to talk about our favorite traps, talk about traps that we think we, do we think we could have survived, or would we have had the guts to, you know, go through with it. So join us next week. Good night.